When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Martha Norwalk, just like it sounds, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, I'm disappointed to say that the sun isn't brilliantly shining this morning. We had a pretty decent Sunday last Sunday, as I recall, and then it was crummy the one before, so I guess we're doing it every other Sunday thing. And according to the weather guy, yeah, that would be you. Don't look over your shoulder. That would be our Mike, who does the weather reports on the weekend. Yeah. You say the sun is, in fact, supposed to make an appearance later today, huh?
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. production engineer Mike Roberge is here.
Yes, that is me. And, I think, this time of year, the sun's pretty bright, pretty hard. So I'm looking at the clouds, pretty thin layer. I say it burns off probably around 2 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock.
Okay, so you see, you have Aunt Martha's permission to just hang and take it easy on Sunday morning and listen to us. Probably about the time we're wrapping up, the sun will be coming out, and then you can go fire up those lawnmowers and weed eaters and all that good stuff and take care of outside.
Tomorrow will be nice.
Oh, okay. So you could wait till tomorrow. Unless, of course, some people work, during the week. Of course, we work on weekends. Never mind. Mm-hmm. All right. We have the Delight again, full studio today. And in the studio with us at the moment is call screener Aji. Good morning, Aj.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you this morning?
I am wonderful.
Oh, good, good. You sound good for it because you were huffing and puffing when I talked.
Boy, there's nothing like a brisk walk.
Was your bus late this morning?
No, actually, no. I got off up here, went down the hill, got food and coffee, and came back up.
Aha! It was the food and coffee run and up and down the hill. Well, you're better than I. I would only drive.
It's good for me. it really feels good to get everything toned up.
All right, and then in the private studio with the mood lighting. That would be call screener Kathy. Good morning, Kathy. Oh,
she's
on the phone.
Already.
The
she's
phone's
working.
Already ringing. And she's chatting away. So anyway, Kathy's here and she's doing her job, which we appreciate. So we'll say hi to her later.
Kathy.
And then to round out the table in the studio, I'm delighted to say that we do have a guest in the studio. And I sort of told you about this last week, but I was almost as much in the dark as you guys. But we have from Positive Pack Leader, and I didn't ask this, but I believe it's fair to say co-owner of or whatever Prescott, and is it Breeden?
Yes.
Hey, all right, Prescott Breeden is here. Good morning, Prescott.
Good morning. Thank you
Welcome
for having
to
me.
Animal World.
Oh, great to be here.
Did I a co-owner, director, founder? I mean, what's the proper title for you?
CEO.
Okay. Well, because it's positive as in PAW has to do with dogs and training. You could be chief pooper scooper or something. But
could be.
Yeah. Okay. So CEO of Positive Pack Leader, and we'll find out more about what that's all about. He's got a spiffy van out front, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Great pictures and words all over it and all of that. At any rate, Breeden is here because I did tell you about the big, what are we calling this, canine science conference coming up in our area.
Yep.
The first annual, and it's a pretty big deal. Some real heavy hitters are joining the lineup, and kind of gave you the lowdown on it and current events last week. And being is that... Is it safe to call this your baby? Is this Sparks business?
Yes, okay. My brainchild. Oh,
since this is Prescott's brainchild and his baby, and I think there's a mom, though. Is Patty the mom of this?
Patty would be the mom.
Okay, that would be Patty Howard. She's the other half of Positive.
Yes, she's the better half.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say, especially if she's listening. So you never know. Anyway.
Yeah. I hope she's sleeping.
Well, if she is, then she's in trouble because she should be here. If we got to get up, then everybody else has to get up too. We've already established. Well, you all know that Mike and I at least are not morning people, and Ajie's not a morning person. Kathy really isn't either.
But she sure is bright eyed and bushy.
I know she always looks great. She fakes it really well. But I knew last night when for some reason I couldn't shut off my computer. And all of a sudden, there's an email from Prescott. So I learned after midnight last night that Prescott is also a night person.
You bet.
So, you know, we're here, but, you know, the nice thing, Prescott, about radio is that we just can tell everybody we look fabulous. But I've been known to do the show in my jammies before. So anyway, we are here. Maybe not fully awake yet, but we're here. And we got a lot to talk about. So we've got stuff to our normal stuff to get started today. I have a little bit of follow up and a special thank you to send out to one of our rescues. A little bit of news, mostly good news. I do have a tip scheduled at 10, and I'm thinking we probably ought to. I was kind of torn as to whether to do fleas or hot weather, and since we don't seem to have gone back into another big hot weather spell, I think the vote is probably for fleas because, I don't know, Prescott, if you're running into them, but, you know, the temperature has been warming up now for quite some time, and we kind of had an early start, actually, to flea season. I don't know what your experience has been with your clients and stuff, but... There are fleas out there, and if you want to know how to deal with them without the toxic chemicals, then you listen to Martha's 4-Step Flea Plan. We'll play that at 10 o'clock. And current events will happen around 10:50 as usual, unless, of course, we're on a roll in what we're talking about, and then we might push it. But generally speaking, it should happen around 10:50. And our generous sponsors, Designing Health, makers of Missing Link Supplement for our animal friends, are continuing their great giveaway. So at some point during today's show, we will give away a full bag of the Missing Link for either your dog, your cat, or your bird friend. And there are two formulas to choose from for dogs, one for cats, one for birds. And there's a wellness blend, which is a vegetarian blend that you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other little house critters as well. It is designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed foods. So the crummier the food you feed, the more you need Missing Link. Prescott's smiling and grinning about that. So the way you win is you pay attention to the show. And when you hear me do the Missing Link ad, I will at some point give you the Missing Link word or words of the day. And that will be your cue to pick up the phone and call Kathy or Ajie and tell them the word of the day. And then you get to choose what version of Missing Link you would like. And you don't have to worry about just racing and tripping over yourself to get to the phone because, remember, it's Sunday morning. We're all just hanging. And if you make a reasonable effort, you'll most likely get through. So pay attention for that. And the only rules are you need to be 18 years or older to win. And if you have won a contest on any show on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, in the last 30 days, you are not eligible. And this is Mike will attest to, Mr. and Mrs. KKNW do pay attention.
They do.
Yeah.
They're regular listeners. Big fans.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Better get close to that dump button.
So
it's within reach. It's always within reach.
Yeah. And you actually had to use it a couple of weeks ago.
I did.
We had a caller that was very upset.
And you were Johnny on the spot.
You should have seen him because it's a rare occurrence that ever happens. I think Gary had to do it once in 8 years.
I have no patience for bad language on the radio.
No, but
none whatsoever.
Mike is pretty laid back, and he's just, you know, he's doing his thing, and the caller comes on the air, and right away utters one of the words that, you know, is not legal on the airways, and you should have seen him. He moved, I've not ever seen him move so fast.
I think I had a spoonful of yogurt in my mouth and wasn't really paying attention. And then I heard the word, and it's like, oh,
whoa,
okay.
Did I just hear that? Man!
I need to do something quickly.
Uh-huh. Because what, there's a 7-second
right.
delay?
Yeah. And we use the term dump. And that's mm-hmm. more of a radio term. But just for clarification, mm-hmm. Our radio station, because it's talk radio, runs on a 7-second delay for that very reason. And
yeah.
it gives us the opportunity to essentially wipe out 7 seconds, and you have a couple of seconds to react and respond. So that's how it works.
Yeah. And then if you're listening, you just kind of hear a blank space.
Yeah.
At least that's been my experience when
you'll hear a little gap.
Yeah,
yeah, just yeah, a little
just
gap.
A little gap.
I just happened to be home and working on that project that Sunday, and I was
listening. That's right. You worked in the studio.
And I just noticed something on it. I could tell
like
there was
like a little
upset,
blip. Like a little blip.
I went, oh, what just happened?
Because you don't know. You didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, my God, they hung up on her.
No, she was still there.
Yeah.
And then I
she was emotional.
She just needed to calm down.
And she calmed down.
She was emotional.
But you were very quick.
Yep. Yep.
You always got to be alert for that, right?
You got to pay attention.
Well, see, you know, in a job like that, sometimes you just kind of have that automatic pilot, you know, and then you may not be paying full attention, but you hear it and you kick into gear. And man, did he kick. He jumped and moved like 4 feet in like no time at all. So that was impressive.
Radio 911.
So just remember, folks, if you're calling in, and because technically today is a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, although we are going to spend time talking about this big conference and what that's all about, and since Prescott has never joined us before here on Animal World, and I didn't know of him or his partner, Patty, or their business, Positive Pack Leader, which is kind of amazing since I've been in the business of this business for more than 40 years. I've been doing this show for more than 20. But I don't often keep up on who's doing what in the training world. And that's sort of coming to light because I didn't have a clue. And so I want to get to know Prescott and what they're doing. And because so far, to me, it sounds like really great stuff. And especially since they've put together this Sparks business and this big conference that's such a big deal, we're going to learn all about that. But as you know, don't often get a chance to do a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday and just answer your calls and questions. So if you've been waiting for that and you have a question, you can give us a call anytime and calls take priority and we can interrupt what we're doing. And you can take advantage of the fact that I don't do a lot of training. I'm an animal behavior therapist and have really evolved into something very specific related to the needs that I meet for people and their animal friends. I think, do you call yourself more of a trainer or how do you refer to yourself?
I call myself more of a trainer, but pretty much all we ever talk about is behavior, though.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who do separate the terms. There's a lot of people who are very sensitive about the term behaviorist. Ironically, as far as my understanding goes, behaviorist actually usually refers to those of behaviorism, which is a field, Skinner, applied behavior analysis, very specific niche. That's where the term behaviorist came from.
Mm-hmm. Operant conditioning and all that.
Right. So, you know, when people start to get a little antsy about the term, it's not even usually being used in its actual
context. Yeah, and that's one reason why I don't use the term behaviorist.
Yeah.
It's behavior therapist. Well, because I come from a different, well, because none of this existed when I started, you know, working with animals back in the 60s. I mean, I started training when I was in grade school, and there was only old school training. You know, anyway, that's a whole another story of the evolution. But the field of animal behavior therapy began evolving as I was also evolving in what I was doing. And my mentors way back then were Bill Campbell and Bill Tortora. But you know, I mean, that's a long time ago now. And, you know, there wasn't any place you could go to learn about this sort of stuff, this just happens, Prescott. It's like tandem.
That's interesting. Maybe someday we can talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah.
That sort of background.
And as a matter of fact, that came up yesterday. I recorded a radio show. The Natural Choice?
Natural Choice Network.
Natural Choice Network.
Airs Tuesdays at 12:30.
12:30. Tuesdays, 12:30. Natural Choice Network. And it's only a half hour show. And, you know, I of course said, hello. Well, what time is it? 9:16? And have we done anything yet? No. You know, we're kind of like sitting around the kitchen table. And
I think we've covered some significant ground.
So. Well, we have dump buttons and, you know, how that works and all that stuff. Not necessarily having anything to do with animals except for, anyway.
But our job is to inform.
Well, that's
and
true.
I think we've been informing a lot.
Well, inform and entertain.
That's true.
Because you can't learn anything if you're not having a good time.
Yep, this is true.
Yeah. So, anyway, what was I talking? Oh, Nat, I recorded yesterday a show with Martha Childress, who is the host of the Natural Choice
Network
show, 12:30 on Tuesdays here on Alternative Talk, 11:50. And I ahead of time was saying, 30 minutes, we can't turn around in 30 minutes. Her problem is going to keeping me focused. But I was really impressed. You know, she sent me an outline just before we recorded the show and the questions she was going to ask. And she did a heck of a job of honing in and pinpointing and laying it out. And I just opened up to my intuitive guidance as to what to say about each question, because pretty much each question could have been a 3-hour show. Mm-hmm. And or at least hours of discussion and sometimes lifetimes of discussion, because she went into woo-woo territory on some stuff. But mm-hmm. at any rate, I was really impressed at her ability to interview and hone stuff in. And we actually talked about something that's never happened. Now, Kevin MacDonald has threatened to do this at some point, but to actually have her come in on an Animal World show someday and interview me.
Good idea.
Yeah, so we just might do that. Okay. Where was I? Oh, Designing Health Missing Link giveaway. There we go. We will back up to where we were, and we will be giving away Missing Link today, and you just have to listen. So write down these phone numbers, because when you hear the words of the day, you got to pick up your phone and call, and you're going to want these phone numbers anyway in case you have a question or comment about what we're talking about today and the Sparks thing and the conference, or if you've got a behavior training or healing issue or question you want to ask. And since, I started to say this earlier, Prescott and his company, that you pretty much are a house call practice.
Oh, yeah.
So they like do, so we're going to find out, you know, because that's what I do. And now, because the interesting thing is, because I'm kind of like, well, I'm the forerunner here, because, you know, when I started doing this way back when in the dark ages, there was nobody else doing this. And nobody did house calls. Nobody did behavior therapy. Nobody did any of this stuff. Nobody was even thinking about doing any of this stuff until Bill Campbell's stuff was published. And geez, I don't even know. I think that was probably in the 70s. Anyway, At any rate, so but now there are a lot. I'm not referring to you, but I say, you know, there's a dog trainer on any corner, every corner these days, and they're all over the place. But at Positive Pack Leader, you guys don't have a training facility. You don't do classes, right?
No,
or do you?
No,
I know you don't have a facility because we covered that base. But see, I don't know very much more than you do, folks, and that's what we're going to learn about. But something this was a guided thing, so I'm pretty sure that what they do is really good. Okay, and but I'm going to learn with you. But so you, it is a house call practice.
It's a house call practice, and I was thinking on your note where I too see the, you know, the. Oh, there's another dog trainer. Oh, another dog professional. The only thing that two dog professionals typically agree on is what a third is doing wrong. what you do and what we do, it is really, really important. And it's unfortunate that there's not more of an emphasis on going to people's homes to work with their dogs.
Yeah,
that's where the problems are happening. Behavioral is contextual. There are a lot of great things that can be taught in a classroom, and classrooms serve their purposes. I have a lot of fantastic colleagues in town who do great work. The context is rubber floors and fluorescent lights. And if we're dealing with
the
significant
problem. The contents is more basic obedience training or trick training or agility. I mean, there's so many things now that you can do with your dogs for exercise and stimulation and fun and but that's why I started, and that's why I evolved into an animal behavior therapist and doing a house call practice, because at the time I was co-owner of the largest obedience organization in this area, and I had spent 20 years. You know, working in veterinary hospitals and veterinary medicine, and people coming in saying, you know, well, my dog, you know, pees on the floor and chews up the couch and bites the neighbor. What should I do? And I said, well, come on down to my obedience school and we'll teach them what they need to know. And they'd come down and they'd learn everything they were supposed to learn. Sit down, stay, come, heal, and all that good stuff. But they'd still go home and pee on the floor or chew up the couch or bite the neighbor. Wasn't solving problems. So that's what branched me out. But it's interesting. Because a lot of the trainers these days working locally are doing classes. Some have facilities. Many don't, but are teaching classes somewhere. But then sometimes do house call type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of trainers, a lot of them are just teaching obedience stuff. And when you said, you know, that two dog trainers, the only thing they're going to agree on and what the third is doing wrong, years ago I had to figure out that there isn't just one right way, that there are lots of different ways that work, and there really aren't right and wrongs.
Well, one of the things that I first start to teach my new trainers that come in, you know, because they're coming from different backgrounds and they're learning something new, because we approach behavior very differently at Positive Pack Leader. We approach it more from an ethological perspective, which is...
Oh, and we're going to talk about that, because
perspective?
Yeah, and we'll get back to that, and we're getting too much into what we're going to do,
yeah,
and we haven't done what we
I
need
won't go
to
down
do and all
road.
That kind of stuff, but we are going to talk about all of that. But just suffice it to say is that we're going to learn, not only are we going to learn about the Spark stuff in the conference, but we're going to find out about Positive Pack Leader and what the heck Prescott and his group are doing, and we both do the same thing, but you're going to find out that it's different. But I also do cats and other animals, and you guys just do dogs. And so it's going to be a fascinating conversation. And my point in this tangent, before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because we're going to do that, was to say that it is a good day to call in if you want to, because Prescott's here. So not only can you tap my brain if you've got behavior training or healing issues with your animal friends, but Prescott's here too. So let me give you phone numbers. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. You can email us anytime during the show at animalworldlive animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And you can't win the contest that way when we get to the giveaway, but you can send a question or a comment or whatever to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, that being the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. And then we'll come back and make this puppy official, so to speak, and get to business. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. Interest rates are low, and you're considering refinancing. But where do you go? You want an experienced lender and a reputable company. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, investment, and reverse mortgages. You want a mortgage lender who works with 65 different investors and someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL 803075. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk, you're listening to Animal World, and for that I say thank you. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Well, I guess it's not too bad. It's only 9:30. We're just kind of getting started here. We're waking up, getting rolling. We got a full studio. Mike's here, Ajie's here, Kathy's here, and Prescott Breeden is here from Positive Pack Leader. And we're kind of getting to know him and on and off here. And we are specifically going to be talking about the big Sparks Canine Science Conference that's coming up at the end of this month in locally here in Redmond, Washington, that you can attend in person or you can access by other technical means. And we're going to talk about all that good stuff. But before we get back to all of that, it's also a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and so phone lines are open, and you can interrupt us if you need to with your training or healing questions. But before we get to that, we got to get to the other stuff, and I have yet to make this Sunday official yet.
Here we go.
Yeah, Ajie says, yeah, we're not official yet. We are not really rolling, and the way we make it official, Prescott, is that... in honor of the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for the last 20, 25 years, we get started with a St. Francis of Assisi's peace prayer. Okay? For all it is Sunday morning. Is everybody ready? Lord, grant me, or Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. For official now. All right. Okay. Now, I do have one shout-out here. I just got to tell you, you know, the last Sunday of every month, Prescott, here in Animal World, we do Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And basically just interview shelters, rescues, sanctuaries, people doing good stuff.
That's
wonderful.
And
shouts out to all of that good stuff. At any rate, so if you ever have anything that falls into that category, that happens on the last Sunday of the month. And I always leave open, you know, open for open interviews and stuff. But one of our regulars is All Breed Equine Rescue up in Marysville, because they do great work rescuing anything in a horse suit, you know, from miniature ponies and donkeys and to horses and all of that good stuff. And boy, they have been, well, and since back to the days of equine rescue and many, many years ago, back to my Como days is when they started with me on Animal World. But had a situation come up this last week that I just wanted to share briefly with you so you'll understand the commitment in this organization and why I support them and ask you to support them. I got a call, and speaking of Animal World family, from Peggy Kaler, who is Cornerstone Home Lending in one of our Animal World family of advertisers. And you've heard Peggy on the show before, because she's the one that sets up the Duval dog paws, dirty paws, dirty dog walks in the summer, and does horse rescue. In fact, one of the last Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sundays we did, she was in the studio with us with her horse people, Cowgirl Spirit, I think, yeah. Anyway, she called me late one night last week, and I called her back right away because I think I was meditating when she called. And so we're talking, this is 9:30, 10 o'clock. Now that's late for some people. For me,
I was going to ask, how late was it?
9:30, 10 o'clock. So she was shy. I called her back. She said she apologized that she was calling me, but she knew I was the right person to call, that she had just gotten a call from someone that she knew in Snohomish County that was very upset about a horse neglect problem, that there were horses out on a power line that had been just dumped there, apparently, she thought, and they had no water, and they were getting out and on the run, you know, in the middle, and she didn't know what to do, and da da da. And so Peggy was calling me because she said, you know, if it was down here where I live, I'd have lots of support. I'd know who to call, but I don't know who to call up there. So what should I do? So the first one that popped in my mind was Albreed Equine Rescue and Dale, who's the operator. I mean, I know that their phone is her cell phone number. So I gave Dale's number to Peggy, and then I said if that doesn't work, then the only thing else I could think was Posado, you know, Safe Haven, because you know they're all over animal abuse and neglect stuff. But I knew they wouldn't get a hold of any. She wouldn't get somebody late at night. Well, Peggy called me back in a little while because I'd asked her to let me know what was going on. I said, oh, you know, I'll send prayers and energy and. And, you know, and I did my thing with, you know, the masters and master say it's handled. I said, really? Oh, cool. Anyway, so she called me back in a few minutes. She said, you won't believe this, but I called Albreed Equine Rescue number and I had to leave a message. But Dale called me right back and she said, not a problem, that she would call my friend who knew what was going on. And she said she would be out in a heartbeat and she'd be because they thought they knew who the horses belong to and all that. She said she'd go out there that night and be on their doorstep. She'd be out if need be, but she would take it. So anyway, she responded that night. She was on the phone to the other woman. I can't give you the details of how it all shook out because I don't have permission to do that. But I will tell you that Dale was on it like white on rice, and the problem was resolved that night and is being taken care of by Dale. So how cool is that? I mean,
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're in Snohomish County and you got horse problems, Albreed Equine Rescue is the place to contact. But also knowing that if you're looking for, you know, you got horses in your heart and you're looking for a good place to donate to, you know, because I like you to support our local places. Don't send it around. Let's take care of our own first. And they are a great organization. You'll find their contact information at marthanorwalk.com. Click on shelters, click on horses. It'll all come up for you. And remember, listen to current events because they've got the Community Awareness Rescue Awareness Day coming up this month. And very soon, I think. And in fact, it might even be next Saturday. But we'll have to, I think it might be the 15th. And but I'll check on current events and I'll be telling you about it at current events. But anyway, so thank you, Dale. Thank you, Albreed Equine Rescue. And thank you, Peggy, for caring enough about the horses to contact me in the first place. But that's how it works. You know, we all work together to help those animals. Okay. Just wanted to let you know that there continues to be great animal TV on Saturday nights. I don't know. Are you a TV watcher, Prescott?
Not much. What's on? What's going on TV right now?
My favorite.
Jason Galaxy?
Yeah, Jason, my cat from hell. Great show. And that's on Animal Planet. It's in a current season at the moment. The new episode for the week airs at 8 p.m. Pacific time, you know, that's our time. And then they re-air the week before's episode at 9 p.m. our time. And then they show something else in the next hour. And then they do a repeat, the new show and last week's show. So you have two opportunities.
Four in a row then?
Well, there was an hour in between at 10 o'clock last night. And I have to say, his shows, well, he is the first and only feline, you know, behavior therapist other than myself that I've seen that knows anything and is good. And he is great. He is the best I've ever seen. The guy's phenomenal. If you've never seen the show, Prescott, he's a hoot because, you know, he's an overweight, sort of balding guy, tats all over, you know, Fu Manchu type beard.
Yeah, I've seen photos of him.
Yeah, carries a guitar case and he's a rocker at night and a feline behaviorist in the day. And boy, the guy knows his stuff. He is great. I've been doing the show now for a few years, but the shows are getting better and better in terms of really giving you viable information you can use to solve problems with your cat friends. And last night's new episode was absolutely phenomenal. And he, one of the cases he dealt with was a Persian cat not using the litter box, was with its fifth owner and had never used a cat box. And she'd had the cat for 2 years, never ever used a cat box.
What did it use?
The floor, like everywhere's.
Not outside.
No, it's an indoor only cat. And it was one of the best episodes I've seen him do. Now, and I know now, because now he's getting into, you know, the technical world of emails and putting out more information about cases and episodes, that you don't see everything he does in a case because they only have 30 minutes to give you a case that's taken him weeks to work with. But he laid out the issues and how to deal with, because this was a declawed cat, which is where the problem originates, and that's often a problem with declawed cats, is cat box issues.
Really?
Cat box issues, yeah. Well, because it is such a cruel and abusive surgery, and it's like denuckling them.
Doing this is really hard mm-hmm. for them?
Yes, and it's excruciatingly painful. And after the surgery, especially if they go back to using the box, it is often very painful. They make a negative association with the box, then won't use it. But what he was very good at explaining last night was how that declawing, it's cutting. Now, there are some newer surgeries that aren't as extreme, but as far as I'm concerned, they're just... there are other better ways to deal with this.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree with mm-hmm. you more.
Yeah. It just is not a surgery that needs to happen anymore. But it's like cutting off their toes at the first knuckle. Mm-hmm. So it dramatically changes their body posture and how they walk and how they stand. And often then causes structural problems, can lead to arthritic changes and so forth in the joints and the bones and all of that kind of stuff and big problems. And all of that was demonstrated clearly in this segment and how to help these cats and the process of reprogramming and getting them back. And by the end, and this was a very successful case. I mean, I'm getting, you know, that surge of energy. This was just such a phenomenal show, because by the end of the cat was, Kathy's raising her hand. It's like she's in a classroom. I love it. Yes, what would Hello. I call on student Kathy.
Just don't throw the eraser at me when I'm not paying attention, right? Well, we've got actually a listener who called me just earlier when I was real busy in the beginning mm-hmm. of the show, and it's funny. I think Spirit's working with you right now because she is in a real dilemma mm-hmm. with her cat in the cat box. So it's interesting that you should be mentioning this right now. Yeah.
Well, is she going to call us back?
Yes, I mm-hmm. had her. Okay. I told her to call back in about, you know,
that will be a good test.
So.
We'll find out what Prescott knows about cats.
There we go.
Well, you know, a lot of the same things apply. But, you know, cats are not dogs and all of that sort of stuff. But at any rate, hopefully she's listening, Kathy. And when she does call back, before you put her on air, make sure she knows about My Cat from Hell. Make sure she knows about the episode last night. It was the new episode last night. And it will re-air next Saturday at 9 p.m. our time and then again at midnight, I believe. But she also ought to be able to pick it up on the Animal Planet website, because I know you can, but I don't know how soon the latest ones are up there. But this one was specifically relating to a declawed cat and a very long history. Not all the bases were covered in terms of when you have cats that don't use cat boxes. I mean, but this was the best layout of a cat not using the cat box related to a declaw earlier in life.
And
but there are other reasons why
cats. And how to make it better.
And how to make it better, because the cat was using a box by the end, well, the time he was done. It was just fabulous. Okay? So if you've got cats, it's a must see. Absolute must see. And then you don't have to hire me as often. at any rate, now, the other good animal TV last night, and I don't know if it'll re-air again. I don't know if you saw on this one, Prescott, but they had on NBC, it was the Incredible Dog Challenge.
God.
And
no, I didn't see it, but it
was an hour special. and it was run-ups to national championships in agility, Jack Russell races, and Doc Dogs. So it was, and I don't know anything about Jack Russell races, but I'm
almost as funny as Dachshund races.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I know about them.
And I didn't see the part of the show because it started late, but I didn't see the part of the show about the Jack Russells because I was switching back and forth between the dog competition and My Cat from Hell. I mean, Saturday night is a busy TV night for me. Anyway, yes?
I wonder if NBC might have this accessible on their website.
Yeah, and it could be on demand or whatever. And yeah, Mike, you're right, and I'm aware of the time. So, but just know that that was on, and you can probably maybe on demand that you might be able to pick it up on NBC. But it was fun to watch, and holy mackerel, just don't even try to compete with a border collie in agility. I'll tell you that. Oh my gosh, these dogs were incredible. But we're looking at national champions here. I mean, getting unbelievably fast. Unbelievably fast. And a really cool one guy competing with a Belgian Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
No, Malinois.
Oh, okay.
Malinois. And the guy's in an electric wheelchair. And this is a sophisticated agility course. But, and he, you know, his Malinois was fast and was right up there. But he was able in his wheelchair to navigate the middle of the course and direct the dog. And be competitive.
That's fabulous.
It was impressive. It was really impressive. Okay. All right. We need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And then we'll come back and do the news, and which we may barely get to our subject before the end of the first hour. It's a good thing we got 3 hours, but I always say. All right. And you might want to have the phone numbers handy, folks. Hint, hint, hint. All right, Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home-cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen. That begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created the missing link. They start with human-grade, all-whole, natural, raw food sources. They've figured out how to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Keep it in the refrigerator once you open it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs. It eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there is a Missing Link formula for cats. There are two for dogs, skin and coat, and joint and hip. There is a formula for birds and one for horses. Your veterinarian can get a more potent formula. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or talk to your vet. Or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And now would be the time for the Missing Link words of the day. And you know, I hadn't even thought about it, but how about we go with positive pack leader?
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Call into Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Have you ever wondered about the healing potential of the human-animal bond? This potential is the core of Dr. Penny Lloyd's veterinary practice, as her goal is to help animals and people heal each other. She does this utilizing holistic veterinary care, therapeutic interaction skills, and human-animal health games. Working mostly with horses, but now also incorporating small animals into her practice, Dr. Penny is available throughout the greater Seattle area by appointment. Learn more at connectionthebestmedicine.com or call 360-502-1114. That's 360-502-1114.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. This is Animal World, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here. And you can find us every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're winding down the first hour, and then we are going to dive into what we're doing today. It's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday on Animal World. Prescott Breeden is here from Positive Pack Leader. We're going to find out more about his business and the work that they do and the house call practice and all that good stuff, and especially about the Sparks organization that he's put together. And I'm not telling you what that stands for because I have it written down, but I couldn't rattle it off because I don't remember all the words involved. But we'll tell you about that in this big, huge canine science conference coming up. We'll get to all those details, and we're also taking your calls at 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Right now, we're going to do a little bit of news, and oh, what the heck. Let's just include this one as good news. So it's time for the best good news about animals. Ooh! Well, I could have a better ooh if there was sunshine out there, but there's not. But hopefully our music will chase it out. Often it does, Prescott. It works, and boom, sun comes out, just like that. All right, first one that I was kind of chuckling about, do we put this in good news or not? I think it's good news. I don't know how you feel about it, but vet recommends medical marijuana for pets in pain.
I saw something about that hit the wires a little while ago.
Yeah, yeah. Until she introduced, quote, magic cheese to her sick and aging bulldog, Laura watched him suffer for 2 years. He'd spend his days lying down or throwing up. Today at age 12, he plays like a puppy through the day. His fur is soft and he sleeps at night, soothed not by magic, but by the dose of marijuana in that cheese. And the story is quite interesting that has been circulating, and it's coming from a veterinarian that it's a Los Angeles veterinarian, Doug Kramer, known as the Vet Guru, who's felt it's his duty to speak out while, because he has no family that would feel a verbal or financial backlash. Because apparently, you know, there's a lot of objections to this. Marijuana is just now becoming legal in a number of states. It still is not legal federally. And, of course, there's been, you know, big arguments as to whether it should be legal even for humans to use and for medical purposes. And it looks like, did you say you agree, huh, Prescott?
I have to first admit I'm a little out of my ken on this one. But the there are some fairly fascinating things about marijuana research regarding all research in the brain. The neurotransmitter was discovered 10, 15 years ago, a lot of, you know, our understanding of the physiology of the brain is, you know, very recent.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we didn't understand, so we have, essentially when we talk about neurons communicating, we're talking about, you know, little packages being sent around. And typically they flow from, you know, side A to side B. Well, until we started to actually try to figure out what was being passed around when marijuana was interacting with the brain, we discovered that there are things going from side B to side A, which was a complete new breakthrough and led to unbelievable new amounts of research and understanding of the brain and how it worked.
Okay. Well, see, he hurt my brain on the phone last night. I was just chuckling. I used to be so left brain, but I'm just not anymore. So that kind of all I know is that it can be very beneficial in helping people and animals feel better. And I just don't. And that's what this veterinarian said. He said, "I grew tired of euthanizing pets when I wasn't doing everything I could to make their life better. I feel like I was letting them down." So there's a push now to get more veterinarians to use this. And, you know, we've already covered in Animals in the News a couple of times. Now that marijuana has become legal in our state, we're seeing an uptick of dogs ODing, you know, getting, you know, raiding their owners' marijuana brownies and
right.
stuff, which aren't good. Brownies aren't good for dogs in the first place,
no.
but not because of the chocolate. But so they can get too much of it. But at therapeutic doses, there are a number of case histories here that are touched on that it makes a big difference. So just, you know, pay attention. This is coming to bear. And now that it's legal here and you have more access to it, it may be another alternative for helping your animal friend stay with you a little longer and maintain a quality of life. So anyway, so I think anything we're doing to help our animals feel better is a good thing. All right. Now, I'm sure you all saw the tornado victim in the last couple weeks, Barbara Garcia. She was the old woman, the older lady that was being interviewed, and her house was trashed, and they were just standing on the pile of rubble, and her little dog Bowser crawled out from mm-hmm. the rubble, and we all cried,
yeah.
and she said, you know, God answered both of her prayers. Well, here you go. Here's the follow-up to that. That she, of course, felt that, you know, her prayers were answered. She was alive. She found her beloved Bowser, and he was okay. The airing of that story triggered a lot of response in the local area. And people started calling in wanting to know what they could do to help Barbara and Bowser. And they started an account to raise money because her home was not insured. She had no money. And so if you're interested in piling on the bandwagon, remember there's been stories like this when the news story's gone out and then help starts coming in and they just make a lot of money and it does a lot of good. So this is a good one to pile on. They have raised some money now that is helping Barbara and Bowser, and she's saying in 24 hours they gathered $1,500, and the effort continues. Garcia said, I didn't know I was that important. I really and truly didn't. I just thank everybody. So if you want to throw some money towards the tornado victim, the account is GoFundMe.com. All right. And then the last good news about animals. This is out of the UK. Bumblebees take off with a special fungus weapon to save strawberries. Growers turn away from chemical pesticides in the battle against gray mold. Squadrons of bumblebees are being deployed in a novel attempt to prevent gray mold turning the summer's strawberries into fluffy mush. The bees are routed via a one-way system in their hive through a tray of harmless fungus spores, which, when delivered to flowers, ensure that the gray mold cannot take hold as the fruit grows. New flowers on a strawberry crop open every day, which means that spraying with pesticides only protects those that are open at the time. Quote, but the bees visit the flowers at the perfect moment for that flower, said an agricultural consultancy testing the use of bees as delivery systems in the UK. And more than 50,000 tons of strawberries are sold in the UK. So this is a huge industry. And chemical pesticides are the usual treatment, but farmers are trying to move away from those. This is a movement to reduce the use of conventional plant protection products because they may not be sustainable. The fungus that's used that the bees pick up on their legs and undersides naturally occurs in the soil and is harmless to both bees and plants and humans, but it outcompetes the gray mold, starving the latter of nutrients. So to me, this is really great. They're calling the bumblebees now flying doctors. And it's just a very great example of how we can do more natural things to maintain a balance and get away from these chemicals. The UK trials are a part of a wider drive backed by the Department for Environment to find alternative to chemical pesticides. Other methods being tested include the use of insect sex pheromones to attract pests into traps and the release of millions of insect predators that kill damaging insects. The two-spotted spider mite and aphids, which can plague strawberry fields, can be killed by special predatory mites and wasps, respectively, and get this, all the insects used are native to the UK. So they're not bringing in something else that's going to then cause a problem.
Yeah, there's a bag of worms that nobody plans on.
Yeah, so on the heels of last week's show, remember we had Dr. Dennis Walker-Barth from the Feline Hyperthyroid Treatment Center in, and realizing that most likely the cause of the, well, becoming close to an epidemic of feline hyperthyroidism has been caused by flame retardants in our clothing and carpeting and furniture and everything. And so anything we can do to get the chemicals out of the mix is a good thing. So that's the winner of the best good news about animals. All righty then. So we've already talked over, or I've already talked over the first hour here, and it is time to switch over to the second hour of Animal World. It did have the tip plan, but you know you can go to the archives of Animal World and pick up that flea tip from previous shows. Are you good to go? Do you need a break, Preston or Cotton? No. You ready to go? All right. Why don't we, Mike, just turn this around, dump the tip, and phone lines are open, but we will come back and get into our discussion. We'll find out what the heck is Positive Pack Leader, what do they do, what are they about. We'll find out what is Sparks, what's coming up on our area, and we'll go from there. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.